أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. سورة الفرقان verse number 58. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Surah Al-Furqan 58. Furqan is the criterion. Subhanallah. If a person is granted criterion, Furqan, whoever is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَجْعَلَّهُ فُرْقَانًا. They are granted a criteria by which they can differentiate between truth and falsehood, good and evil, lawful and prohibited. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala al-wahid al-dayyan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 58, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. And put your trust. In fact, this word, وَتَوَكَّلْ, which is on the siga of the fi'l amr. It's an imperative verb. It appears seven times, no less then seven times in the Holy Quran. وَتَوَكَّلْ. In this instance, عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. On the ever-living, he who does not die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ. And glorify his praises. وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as one who is all-knowing of the sins of his servants. In the other verse, in particular, Allah says, وَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a guardian of all your affairs. And Allah is sufficient as a guardian for all your affairs. That brings us to the lubb al-mawdu, the core of our topic for today. And I thought to myself, because every week we start with an ayah, I would choose an ayah related to this hadith, but the core of the topic has to do with this hadith. And it's something that we should learn as it comes in the hadith, like we learn a chapter from the Holy Quran. The most important one being Al-Kafiyah. That's one of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha, by the way. One of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha is Al-Kafiyah. لأنها تكفي في الصلاة ولا يكفي غيرها عنها. Surah Al-Fatiha is called Al-Kafiyah, not Anti-Kafiyah. Al-Kafiyah, that which suffices. What are the names of Surah Al-Fatiha? Can you think? Ummul Kitab, Alhamd, Sabu Al-Mathani, Al-Quran Al-Azim, Al-Shifa, and Al-Kafiyah. Al-Kafiyah means that which suffices in salah. It suffices for you just to read the Fatiha in every raka'ah. 17 raka'at, compulsory units of prayer. 17 compulsory units of prayer in every day and every night. And it would suffice for us just to read the Fatiha without anything else. That's why it's called Al-Kafiyah. لأنها تكفي في الصلاة ولا يكفي غيرها عنها. Now just as important as it is to learn the most important chapter in the Quran, so is it for us to engage in this great sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the sunnah of al-istikhara. The sunnah of al-istikhara. Let us go to the hadith. This hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. It is narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها. He said the messenger of Allah used to teach us to make istikhara. Now, literally, istikhara means to seek the best outcome. Istikhara, من الخير. من الخير. خير means goodness. Istikhara, and also from Al-Khiyara. But subhanAllah, the Arabic language is so beautiful that the word for choice, Al-Khiyara, which is the plural, it literally means to choose the best outcome. So it should always be our intention that when we make a choice, that we choose that which is going to be best. But the problem is we don't know. لا نعلم الغيب. We don't know the unseen. We don't know what choice is going to lead to that which is going to benefit us or that which is going to be detrimental to us. Even if it be a choice that is mashru', even if it be a choice that is mashru', meaning lawful, even if it is something halal. But we don't know that which we are choosing could lead to a disaster, wal'iyadu billah. So when a Muslim makes a choice, he always seeks the best outcome, but where does he seek it from? From his own copanology? From his own whims and fancies, lusts and desires? No. He seeks it from Allah. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِي. Put your trust in the ever-living, the all-knowing, the all-powerful, the one and only creator, sustainer, manager, controller, owner and ruler, helper, protector and guider of everyone and everything in the heavens and on earth. This is Tawheed al-Khalis. This is the essence of Tawheed. Putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our affairs. Especially when it comes to making decisions. Whatever decision it might be. Let's go back to the hadith. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها. The messenger of Allah used to teach us الاستخارة. In other words, when you make a choice, to seek from Allah the best outcome. Whether it's going to suit us or not. Because how many times people, they say, no, I made istikhara. But what he doesn't say is that he ignored it. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed all the doors, he insisted and persisted. Because his whims and his fancies, his lusts and desires overrode that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had clearly shown him. That this was not going to be in your best interest. So it's so important that even before we make istikhara, that we make al-istislamul at-tam, al-istislamul tam, that we make complete and utter, we surrender completely and utterly and absolutely to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the first sign of, because when you make istikhara, you then proceed with the attainment thereof, of that which you want to do. And at the first sign of an obstacle in the road, one should say, خلاص, استسلمنا, توكلنا على الله, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Put our trust in Allah, and there's no power or might except that which cometh from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Messenger of Allah used to teach us to make istikhara in all our affairs, just like he teaches us a chapter from the Holy Quran. And I made the example of Al-Fatiha, because the Fatiha is something we read every day 17 times a day. So if you're making 17 or less or even more decisions per day, decisions that something that we are conscious of and could indeed have an impact on our lives, whether it be spiritually, number one, most importantly, whether it be to do with our marriages, the raising of our children, our businesses, whatever it might be, we should always, and even just to make the dua, we're going to learn about Salat al-Istikhara, but even just to make this dua, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Oh Allah, choose and decide for me. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. So that if something happens, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it, inshallah there's going to be good in it. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the doors and does not grant it, then you can say, Alhamdulillah, Allah saved me from something. Allah saved me from some harm and from some detriment. كَمَا يُعَلِّمُنَا السُّورَةَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ يَقُولُ. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ. إِذَا هَمَّ. If somebody, if they want to do something. And هَمَّ, you know, it's not just about إِذَا أَرَادَ. إِذَا أَرَادَ, إِذَا أَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرًا. Not just to want, but هَمَّ, it's like you're focused on doing something. It's like preoccupying your mind now. You want to do something. فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. Then let them perform two units of prayer. مِنْ غَيْرِ الْفَرِيضَةِ. In other words, this is a sunnah salah. This is a sunnah salah. It's not of the fara'id. The fara'id are only five. This is مِنْ غَيْرِ الْفَرِيضَةِ. Perform two sunnah raka'ats. Or raka'atayni. ثُمَّ لِيَقُلْ. ثُمَّ لِيَقُلْ. And then let them say. Most verily, most certainly, let them say this. اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال عاجل أمري وآجله فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه. وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال في عاجل أمري وآجله فاصرفه عني واصرفني عنه واقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أرضني. قال ويسمي حاجته. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us the special prayer for seeking Allah's guidance in all matters, just as he would teach us a chapter from the Quran. You know, in fact, if you think about it, when you teach a chapter from the Quran, whether it be Surah Al-Fatiha or any other surah, every harf not just has to be in its place, but it has to come from the right place. The makharij, it has to be recited with tajweed, even if you don't know the rules of tajweed. You have to listen exactly how it is being recited. When you hear that mad lazim, when you hear that mad lazim, that it's got ha'ula, it's got five harakat. We have to say it exactly as it is, as it's been heard, without even knowing the rules. You don't have to know the rules, but you have to recite it according to the rules. Every harf coming from the right makhraj, from the right place in the mouth, with the right tajweed. So this is how important that when we make istikhara, we make it consciously, we do it correctly, we use the words that the Prophet has given to us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best outcome in all our affairs. And then say, when any of you contemplates entering upon any decision, let him offer two units of optional prayer and then say, oh Allah, I ask you for guidance by virtue of your knowledge. Allah, Allah. I think that's our biggest problem, you know, is that we think we know. We think we know everything. That's why it's so easy to say, this Jay, say, can you may fatali? Who are you to tell me? I know. Wallahi, we know nothing. We know nothing. In fact, Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, La adari nisful ilm. He says, I do not know is half of all knowledge. In fact, somebody came to him and asked him, I think, 40 questions. And for 36 of them, he said, I don't know. And he only answered four. Imam Malik, Imam Dar al-Hijrah, written on the door of the Azhar, by the entrance of Jami al-Azhar, that famous masjid and university in Al-Qahira, in Cairo, it says there, هُنَاكَ مَنْ يَدْرِي وَيَدْرِي أَنَّهُ يَدْرِي فَهَذَا عَالِمٌ فَاسْأَلُوا. There's a person that knows. They know that they know. Go and ask them, you can learn from them. But nobody should claim, أَنَا عَالِمٌ, I am a learned person. Said Na'umar says, whoever says I am learned knows nothing. Number two, وَهُنَاكَ مَنْ يَدْرِي وَلَا يَدْرِي أَنَّهُ يَدْرِي فَهَذَا غَافِلٌ فَنَبِّهُ. Then there's the one that knows, but they don't know that they know. Otherwise they forgot, or they're heedless. Give them a nudge, wake them up. وَهُنَاكَ مَنْ لَا يَدْرِي وَيَدْرِي أَنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي. Then there's the one that doesn't know, but they know that they don't know. فَهَذَا جَاهِلٌ فَعَلِّمُوا. They are ignorant. Teach them. Teach them. A person that is ignorant, but they know that they're ignorant, is a person that's willing to learn. وَإِثْنَانِ لَا يَتَعَلَّمَانِ. Very importantly, with this condition, two types of people will never learn anything. Who are they? الْمُسْتَحِي وَالْمُتَكَبِّرِ. The shy person who's too shy to ask, and the person that's too proud or too arrogant to ask. And then number four, وَهُنَاكَ مَنْ لَا يَدْرِي وَلَا يَدْرِي أَنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي فَهَذَا شَيْطَانٌ فَحْذَرُوا. Then there's the person that doesn't know, but they don't know that they don't know. That is a iblis. Weg van hom. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, the statement of dua al-istikhara, you know, we must learn it off by heart. Okay, if you battle with the Arabic, use the heart of the language. Sorry, use the language of the heart. Use the language of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows all languages. Most importantly is that you must be conscious of what you are saying. I'm going to repeat myself. Most importantly, you must be conscious of what you are saying. Not make the dua, mashallah, with all the makharij and all the... Okay, there's no tajweed in reciting a hadith. But you recite the Arabic so perfectly, but you haven't got a clue what you're asking Allah. You must be conscious of what you are asking. I mean, you could read the Arabic, maybe not know each and every single individual word, but you know the meaning thereof. That's also fine. But at least be conscious of what you are asking. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ادعوا ربكم وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. Pray to your Lord, pray to your Creator and Sustainer, and be assured of His answer. In other words, be conscious of what you are asking for, and be assured that He hears your call and that He will answer your call. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. And your Lord has said, pray to me, I'll answer your prayers. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ دُعَاءَ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَاهٍ فِي مَعْنَ الْحَدِيثِ. For indeed Allah does not accept the dua of a heedless, frivolous heart. He's making dua, but he's thinking about, you know, what's for supper tonight. Or he's thinking about what he's going to do this holiday. Or he's thinking about the next business transaction. No. Make dua to Allah, especially this kind of dua, dua al-istikhara, seeking the best outcome for every decision and every choice that we make. And be assured that Allah hears this dua and that He will answer this dua. So let us be most conscious when we are making this salat al-istikhara and making this dua. Oh Allah, I ask you for guidance by virtue of your knowledge. And I seek ability by virtue of your power. In other words, the ability
I seek the ability through your guidance to be able to read the outcome of this istikhara. And it doesn't mean you're going to see like a flash of light from the sky, or you're going to have some incredible dream, or whatever the case might be. No, you will see clearly either all the doors to realizing that which you want to do will all be closed. It'll all be closed, whether it be figuratively, metaphorically, proverbially, literally, physically, you will know. Khalas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want me to go ahead with this. So that's the ability that we are. The ability to read the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to read the signs of Allah. And as I've mentioned before, there's only one thing that we need. Or let me say, there's only one thing that we need to rid ourselves of in order to recognize Allah's signs. And what is that? Pride. سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. I will turn my signs away from those who walk on this earth with unjustified pride. If a person has kibr in their hearts, they won't see the signs of Allah. Even a mustard seed can blind a person. And so the Prophet said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. They will not enter paradise, those who have a mustard seed of pride in their hearts. That's how toxic kibr is. That's how toxic pride is. Oh Allah, I ask you for guidance by virtue of your knowledge. Ya Allah. عَلِمَ مَا كَانْ وَعَلِمَ مَا يَكُونْ وَعَلِمَ مَا سَيَكُونْ وَعَلِمَ مَا لَا يَكُونُ وَلَوْ كَانَ كَيْفَ كَانَ يَكُونَ. Allah knows that which was, He knows that which is, He knows that which will be, and He even knows that which will not be, and if it had to be, how it would be. How do we compare with that? Wallahi, we don't even know what's going to happen in 5 minutes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'lamu ma fil barri wal bahr. Allah knows that which is in the land and in the sea. Wa ma tasqutu min waraqatin illa ya'lamuha. Not a single leaf falls from a tree except that Allah knows about it. Wa la habatin fi dhulumatil ard. Nor is there a seed in the darkest depths of the earth. Wa la ratbin wa la yabis. Nor is there any. Wa la ratbin wa la yabis. Nor is there any living organism or any dead matter for that matter. Illa fi kitabin mubin. Except that it's in a book recorded by Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah, our knowledge collectively. If you had to put every human from Adam until the last human being on earth, in the Qiyam al-Sa'ah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this creation to an end. Collectively, all our knowledge put together as Bani Adam, wallahi, is minuscule. وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنِ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. We don't even know ourselves because we are not our bodies. We are not our bodies. We are our souls. The body's going to become food for the dude. What's a dude? Not a surfer there in Muizenberg with blonde hair. A dude is an Arabic word for worm. We're going to become worm food, this body. This body's going to become food for the dude. Worm food. We are our souls. Yet, I challenge anybody to be able to stand up and tell me, what is your soul? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? What does it sound like? Wallahi, we don't know. Yes, يَسْعَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you about the soul, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Tell them the soul is from the command of my Lord. Special creation. The soul, Allahu Akbar. Special creation from Allah. وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. And you have not been given collectively of knowledge except a little bit. That's why we have to surrender to Allah. That's why we surrender all our faith to Allah. That's why we must always seek guidance and protection and help from Allah. Because we can't do it on our own, Jamaat al-Muslim. We don't just lack the power, we even lack the knowledge. We don't have the knowledge. Yet Allah does. Oh Allah, I ask you for your guidance by virtue of your knowledge. And I seek ability by virtue of your power. And I ask you from your immense bounty. Because whatever the outcome is going to be, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open the path and make it easy for us, or whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to close all the doors and show us that this is not for us, this is from the favor of Allah. This is a ni'mah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. There's not a single favor that is with you, except that favor comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed you are capable and I am not. You know and I don't know. Now that is the hazy bitter pill. to admit that, you can't have any pride. And this is the ultimate form of submission and surrender to Allah. Especially when it comes to practicing our deen. Halal, khalas, bismillah. Haram, astaghfirullah for even thinking about it. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, Sheikh, we've been offered this contract, but the source of the money is haram, you know. It's like, look, the fact that he's asking the question, alhamdulillah, is a good sign. There is but when it comes to anything, even if there's doubt, what must he do? Leave it out. دَعْمَا يُرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ. Because الْحَرَامْ لَا يَدُمْ وَإِنْدَامَ لَا يَنْفَعْ. Haram will never last, and if it lasts, it will never benefit. No benefit will come from haram. Abadan, ever. So, you are the know of the unseen realms. Allahu Akbar. For indeed you are capable and I am not. You know and I don't know. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It might be that you dislike something, but it's good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. It might be that you love something, but it's bad for you. And what's the bitter pill that we must all swallow in this life? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows and you don't know. That's what Allah is telling us. We don't know. That's why we must make istikhara in all our affairs. And you are the knower of the unseen realm. Allah, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in our future. لَا يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Nobody knows the unseen except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except what is given. إِلَّا مَنْ اِرْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا. He doesn't allow anyone to know of his unseen except that which is pleasing to him of a messenger. And he gives of the unseen to his messengers that which he wants to give. And that which he doesn't want to give, he withholds. Jalla fi'ula. Now here comes the core of the dua. Oh Allah, if you know that this matter is good for me in relation to my religion, most importantly, because, I mean, if somebody to say, listen, I can give you $1 million, but you have to disbelieve. You have to disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger, and you have to die on that disbelief. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. R1 million? Even make it $1 billion. Make it $1 billion. Make it $100 billion. Make it $1 trillion. The life of the dunya is like a blink of an eye. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? He says, no, I can make salah, I can pay zakah, I can fast Ramadan, I've been for hajj and a couple of umrahs, but this riba story, no, I need cash flow. I need cash flow, he says. Astaghfirullah. Do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? What will be the recompense of those who do that, except that Allah will disgrace them in the life of this world, and in the hereafter they will be recompensed with a painful torment, and Allah is not unaware of what ye do. Now listen to the transaction that the person has made. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. These people, they've sold their akhirah. What is akhirah? خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. It's like forever and ever, and then abada, forever. Forever and ever and ever. How do we even comprehend that? Eternal bliss. Selling eternal bliss in the hereafter just to follow our whims and our fancies, just to make a little bit of extra bucks, paisa, fulus, geld, miring on the dunya for the blink of an eyelid. Selling eternity to follow our whims and fancies, lusts and desires for the blink of an eyelid. Is that a good transaction? Ya khasara. What a loss that would be. What a loss that would be. Oh Allah, if you know that this matter is good for me in relation to my religion, my livelihood and the end of my affair. In other words, how I'm gonna leave this world. Al khitam. Allahumma rizqna husn al khitam. Say ameen. Allah grant us a good ending. A person can believe until there's an arm's length between them and the fire of Jahannam, and then they can disbelieve and enter Jahannam. And a person can disbelieve until there's an arm's length between them and what did I say? Jannah. A person can believe until there's an arm's length between them and Jannah, and then they can disbelieve and enter Jahannam. Or a person can disbelieve until there's an arm's length between them and Jahannam, and then they can believe and enter Jannah. So we don't know. Allahumma rizukna husna khitam. Allah grant us a good ending. So whatever we are doing, whatever decisions we are making, we have to keep that in mind. That this is what I'm about to do. Is it going to be good for my deen, my dunya, and my ending? I have to keep all of these things in mind. In relation to my religion, my life, and how many people, this is the time of the fitan. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. What did the Prophet say? بَادِرُ بِالْأَعْمَالِ. Make haste in doing good deeds. Trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. So dark, I mean like pitch black dark. Like you can't even see your hand in front of your face. That's how ignorant some Muslims will be in the end times. They won't be able to differentiate. They won't have the Furqan. They won't have the criterion to be able to differentiate between truth and falsehood, good and evil, lawful and prohibited. A person will wake up in the morning, it will get so bad, the Prophet said, a person will wake up in the morning as a believer and go to bed as a disbeliever. Yeah, how so? Or go to bed as a believer and wake up as a disbeliever. Or if you lose your iman and say, slap. And then at the end, what did he say? يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. They will sell their religion for a small price of the dunya. Oh Allah, if you know that this matter is good for me in relation to my religion, my livelihood, and the end of my affair. Or he said, in my present and future affairs. Then decree it for me. Make it easy for me. And bless me in it. And if you know that this matter is harmful to me in my religion, my livelihood, and the end of my affair, or he said, in my present and future affairs, then turn it away from me. Ah, this is the tough. This is now where it gets, you know? Because now, I want that new car. I want it so bad. But now I have to make istikhara. And as I'm making istikhara, but I still want that car no matter what. And he iblis, he come and he flaista. Make your istikhara. Butcher it with tajweed. Recite it with a beautiful voice. But no, altijd je gaan een kar koop. La wallah, la wallah. When we say this, ya Allah, and if you know that this matter is harmful for me, then we need to rakiz, rakizu ma'i. We need to focus sincerely. Oh Allah. If this matter is harmful for me in relation to my religion, my livelihood, and the end of my affair, or he said in my present and future affairs, then turn it away from me. Even if I haven't had work for 6 months, and now I'm being offered a 10 million rand contract, but the source of the wealth is totally haram, this is wallahi, this is a test. Then turn it away from me and turn me away from it and decree for me what is good, wherever it may be, and make me content with it. Wallahi, guaranteed. Look, there is, let's call it an athar, because there's so much dispute about the authenticity of this hadith that I'm about to share with you. Some say it is got no sanad, some say it is weak, some say it is very weak, even some even said it's fabricated. But the ulama have said the meaning is correct. So let's not narrate it as a hadith, we narrate it as an athar. Just something that somebody said. And that is, ma khaba man istakhar. They will never ever be disappointed, those who make this salat al-istikhara. Wala nadima. And there will be no regret, man istashar, for the one that consults. So what's the protocol? You want to do something, even like buying a car, or you know, going into a business transaction or whatever the case might be. Getting married especially. Love is blind, they say. You know? Go and make istishara first. That means you consult with your peers, people you respect. You value their advice. Make istishara. And then after istishara, you make istikhara, which is the two raka'ats. قُلْ يَا أَيُّوَ الْكَافِرُونَ in the first raka'ah. And قُلُوا وَاللَّهُ حَدٍ in the second raka'ah. And then you can make that dua in your sujood or after the salah. And then you make that istislam with time. You surrender your matter completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waiting for the answer from Allah, whether the doors are going to be open, it's going to be easy, or the doors are closed and it's going to be virtually impossible. Then turn it away from me and turn me away from it and decree for me what is good wherever it may be and make me content with it. That's the most important. And you know, subhanAllah, it's so liberating. When you wanted to do something and Allah showed you not to do it, and you are satisfied, Allahu Akbar. The sweetness. That sweet taste of Iman that Allah puts in our hearts. Allahu Akbar. Not all the money in the world can replace that. That contentment. To be satisfied with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Jabir ibn Abdullah, he said, then the person should mention his need. Jamaatul Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that surrender all our affairs to Him. And that we always seek only, Ya Allah, guide us only to that which pleases You, Ya Allah. And keep us from all that which displeases You, Ya Allah. And keep us steadfast on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, ila jannatil na'im. Wa akhiru da'wana, anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه وأرضاه
قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كما يعلمنا السورة من القرآن يقول إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر فليركع ركعتين من غير الفريضة ثم ليقل اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال عاجل أمري وآجله فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال في عاجل أمري وآجله فاصرفه عني واصرفني عنه واقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أردني قال أي جابر بن عبد الله ويسمي حاجته فنسأل الله تعالى اللهم خير لنا واختر لنا اللهم خير لنا واختر لنا اللهم خير لنا واختر لنا ووفقنا لكل ما تحب وترضى يا رب العالمين أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم نفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة الظالمين المجرمين الحاقدين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان في ليبيا وفي سوريا وفي اليمن وفي المغرب وفي كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة قام الله أدام ما دامت السماوات الأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استووا اعتدلوا Tarasu, Suddil Khalil, close all the gaps, heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder. And let's pray our prayers if it's our last prayer. Allahu Akbar. Inna salati wa salam. لا شريك له وبذلك أعوذ بالله من الشيطان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Naim's brother pass away. Shahid. Shahid.
Jamaat al-Muslimin, it has come to my attention that we've lost a member of our family, we can say. Haji Naim, our previous muadhin and caretaker, his brother, Shahid Imjadi, has passed away. We don't have any details for the janazah yet, but inshallah we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and grant him a high place in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put patience and perseverance into the hearts of his loved ones. Allahumma aghfir lahu warhamhu wasakkinhu fil jannah wa tajawaz an sayyiati wahshurhu ma'a nabiyyin was-siddiqin wash-shuhada'i was-salihin wa hasana ulaika rafiqa dhalika al-fadl min Allah wa kafa billahi 'alima. Allahumma in kana muhsinan fazid fi ihsanihi wa in kana musi'an fatajawaz an sayyiati. Allahumma aghfir lahu warhamhu wa'afi wa'fu 'anhu wa akrim nuzulahu ووسع ما دخله وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدله يا الله دارا خير من داري وأهلا خير من أهلي وعده من عذاب القبر وعده من عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنان ولا تجعل قبره حفرة من حفر نيران وجعله يا الله من الذين يقال لهم يوم القيامة يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Is it pertaining to the, is it a fiqh question or is it? Okay, all right. 08? Is it SMS? 08-22-97-3030. Yeah, 08-22-97-3030. Yeah, SMS, yeah.
You know what? Yeah. The best is obviously the third part of the message. The best is that is according to the Hadith.